This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey does a shampoo!
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. Bonus episode. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
All right, so let's get into this Dear DST. Hi, Sammy and Aileen. I love the podcast and always listen to it when I run or on my way to the gym. I'm a senior in college at Cornell. Yeah, shout out.
Cornell. Hey.
And have gained a decent amount of weight since freshman year. Towards the end of the summer and throughout the semester, I've since lost pretty much all of that weight and feel a lot more confident. Thanksgiving break is in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to be going back home and seeing my friends slash family for the first time since I've lost weight. Although I'm really happy with how I look and feel, I'm nervous for them to see me. I know they won't have anything negative to say, but even having them make positive comments about my weight slash body makes me a little uncomfortable. Additionally, I'm a little worried about being back at home and if going back to that environment will cause me to gain weight again. At school, I'm able to control what I eat a lot more since I buy my own food. At home, my family and siblings don't eat as healthy, so there are always snacks in the house. Any tips for how to deal with these situations? Thanks so much. And I hope to hear back from you. Well, you're hearing back from us.
Yeah, you are. So I mean, I understand why she even feels uncomfortable with like the positive comments, because like you're only happy about the positive comments because you're upset about the negative comments. Like if you were truly, if for someone who's body neutral, like eat, like it's all kind of whatever. It's all just something that's happening in the course of life. And that is something we're trying to figure out. It is understandable that those comments are bothersome to you. The second part of the question, I feel like reveals a little bit about where this listener stands with her relationship with her body and her relationship with food, because there's clearly some element of anxiety or at least like concern about a lack of control about the foods that you're going to be around. And I'm guessing the resulting weight gain from eating those foods.
Well, before we answer or talk about this second half of the question, I wanted to go back to the first half. I want to know, like, what are you uncomfortable about in terms of like the positive comments? Like, I want to know, I don't know if I want to call bullshit
of her answers.
No offense. I don't know if I want to call bullshit on this, because for me, I feel like when you lose a lot of weight, and I think this is almost most people, you're in this high and you're like, oh, I'm going to be so uncomfortable about people giving me positive comments. Like, I don't want them to notice me only for my weight. And, but really, if they don't say anything positive, you're going to go into a fucking spiral. You're going to be like, oh my God, why aren't they saying anything? Maybe I'm not actually as thin as I think I am. Maybe I have more work to do. So I don't know I think there's more going on. You know what I mean?
Well, it could be an instance where she knows that it is detrimental for her to be getting the compliments, because even though the compliments feel good, she could know she's a listener of this podcast.
Right.
She could be sort of in the middle of like, do I want to diet? Like, and sort of feeling maybe a little bit like guilty about like why this weight loss feels so good for her, but also not wanting to not do it because she also wants to be able to maintain control over what she's eating at her home, in her home. So it's possible that like she feels uncomfortable, but she might be misattributing the reason.
Right.
Like, so I see what you're saying, but like, at least when we were like that, we admitted that like to ourselves, like I never thought that compliments made me uncomfortable. Like I liked them. That was what I liked.
You like them because you crave them. But I remember a time where I was like, I don't want anyone to compliment me because, or no, I said that I didn't actually want them. I said that I was like, oh, I don't want them. Like, I'm so nervous they're gonna like talk about
so then you can
what
relate.
I look like.
So you can relate.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying, but not for the reason she thinks. Right. That's why I'm saying it's not real. Like it's not about the compliment for losing weight. It's just like you're so kind of in the mindset of dieting that you feel better than in some ways.
Oh yeah.
And you,
the better than diet feeling, we should do a whole episode on that feeling.
You feel better than like dieting and wow, this really worked for me, but it's not for everyone. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All the bullshit that like, that people put in their captions when they're full of shit. Like we know what it is.
Call her full of shit at all. Like I understand.
No, I'm saying those are the things you say to yourself.
Yes.
Those
are, yeah. Yes. Yes. And so I think that there's partly some of that going on where you're just like, you feel like, yes, I lost all this weight, but I feel above it. Let's not talk about it. You know, I don't want to feel uncomfortable because maybe.
Right. But she is uncomfortable because of that dissonance, because she is uncomfortable because of the dissonance, but she's right. Saying she's uncomfortable because like, I don't want to be reduced to my weight loss.
Is there some advice we can give about this, the first half of the situation?
Right.
Well, I feel like maybe the advice is just like,
maybe
honest
maybe,
with yourself.
I think the advice is to like, feel what you're feeling. So if you feel uncomfortable, like maybe don't just let your brain like kind of trip to the, where you're taking it, maybe like really question like, why do I feel uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. Why are these compliments really bothering me? Am I like, what's the worst thing I could assume? Like,
what am I holding on to?
Charitable interpretation of what's going on in my head.
Yeah. Like really just work through it so that when you figure out really, maybe we're wrong. Like we could be 100% wrong. So maybe, but regardless of the fact you're saying you're going to feel uncomfortable. So unpack why you're going to feel uncomfortable to brace yourself for that to happen. And if the alternative is to make a deal of it, which you could set a boundary and be like, I really don't want to talk about, like if somebody says something, like you could say, thank you, but let's not talk about that. I don't want to talk about it. I think about it all the time. Let's talk about something else, but I appreciate it. And then like kind of end it there.
Yeah.
If somebody says something, but you really need to prepare yourself if somebody doesn't say something, because if they don't say something, it won't end well.
Listen, if they don't say something, and I think that's also a really good thing to learn about herself and how she really feels. Cause if they don't say something, then probe what was your reaction to them not saying anything? And what can you learn from that? Cause that's another way to like understand her own self better. It's like, why was I upset when they didn't say something? Or why was I happy when they didn't say something? Maybe these asshole hosts of Diet Starts Tomorrow are fucking wrong about me.
Okay. It could also be like worried about if they do or don't say something. It could be the discomfort is in the, like, I'm scared to go home. I don't know what the hell anybody's going to say about me, whether they will or what they won't. Maybe it's that. But again, we don't know. We don't want to like project too much. So we could be 100% wrong. Good luck with that part.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Let's go to the second part.
Okay, now what does she do about the snacks in her house? So I'm assuming that she wants to maintain her control because that's what she says. Yeah. At school, I'm able to control what I eat. At home, there's always snacks in the house. Any tips for how to deal with these situations? Okay. If you want to maintain control, then go for it. Just like, I think that maybe what you were experiencing at school where you had full control over your meals and your schedule and whatever it was, that was probably very soothing and reinforced by the weight loss that then resulted from it. But now that you're home, it's a new challenge. So you could either say like, I'm okay with, you know, consuming some of this in moderation, maybe. I don't know exactly what like diet plan she's on, but figuring out a way to incorporate those things when and if you want to have them. Or you could just say, I am sticking to this diet because this is my goal and I am determined and I'm not going to let the snacks and this new environment change what I hope to, what the changes I want to make for my body and myself, to my weight or to my appearance. So I think it's then a question of like, which do you want to do? Do you want to to maybe see if you can like how you can handle a new situation where like there might be, you know, foods popping up left and right, like a whack-a-mole situation in the pantry. Or if you want to say, okay, that doesn't have to infect me and I'm going to stick with what I was already doing.
But also just as a reminder, you're not going to gain weight over like a, like you're not going to, okay, if you might, maybe over the course of a week, you could gain a pound, but literally, like literally, I mean, maybe you feel bloated because you're eating different foods. Maybe you'll look, you'll feel like
college
vacations
are like a month. And to be honest, like,
oh, it's a month.
You could gain college vacation.
I thought it was just Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving is in a couple weeks. Oh, but it's also like the end of, there's semester's coming
up. I have no idea how school goes anymore.
Okay, there's Thanksgiving off and then you come back for like 2 or 3 weeks for the finals. And this is Cornell, so we know.
Yeah, right. There's always snacks. You know,
it's interesting that Cornell got to keep doing in-person classes because I heard that like kids were narking on each other basically for people who like wouldn't wear masks or went to parties. The most Cornell thing ever. It's like the one college where kids actually don't break the rules and tell on each other for doing so.
Yeah, I can see that happening. But I mean, maybe you have to kind of just prepare yourself if you want to stick to your diet, but just remember that like no one meal is going to, one snack or one day of snacks is going to change anything. And kind of prepare yourself. If you don't feel ready to do that, maybe ask to work with a dietitian for a short period of time to help you like think through these things, like the mental part of it. But I mean, just think like, no, you know, if you, you know that binging is a possibility, but that's also like, it's not your fault. It's a result of being on a diet. We all know that. Just don't go, try not to go into it with fear and just feel, do what you need to do to be prepared for it. Like Sammy said.
Yes.
Make your own snacks.
That has been, this is a doozy of an episode. I feel like this was, you know, as doozy. Far as the Dear DST goes, this was like a much more in-depth one than.
Well, yeah, because we also had our wins. We talked about
We
covered a lot. Yeah.
This is coming out after the election. You know that, right?
Is it? Oh my God. What day is it?
Wait. So just no one. Okay. No one take anything I said here. Like just know that pre-election Sammy said all these things.
Okay. You guys are hearing a pre-recorded. You're hearing a pre-recorded version of Sammy. This is pre-election Sammy. The post-election Sammy is an unknown variable. We do not know what's going to happen.
Yeah. All right.
Brace for that as well. Yeah. We must all be prepared.
All right.
Email us your DRDSTs if you like your advice. I mean, you could think we're garbage advice givers, but whatever. Email us DST at, no, what is it? DST at Betches. I was about to say DST at email.com. No. DST at Betches.com is our email address at which you can send your emails to which you can send your DRDSTs. You can also find us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on the Instagram. And also on the Instagram, you can follow us at Sammy with an I and at Aileen with two E's. And we're always with you, I guess.
Through thick and thin. Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to DST at Betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like homestyle meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.